Hello, everybody, and welcome to Into the Darkness, the podcast where I talk about horror movies that most people wouldn't even know existed. I'm Joe Farrar. Hope everybody had a good week. Weekend is once again upon us, and it is Halloween month, October, and I have some really good Halloween-related movies for you this week. I love all three of these movies, and so I'm going to just jump right on in and get started. The first one that I want to talk about is a movie that's called Talon Falls. It came out in 2017. It's not rated, and it's about an hour and 15 minutes long. Now, this movie's about four teenagers that take a road trip to a Halloween scream park, and each one of them are captured and made part of the horrifying attraction that they ordinarily thought was fun and games. And this movie was directed by Joshua Shreve, and it stars Brad Bell. He plays Lance, Fred Biggs, he plays Mr. Levi, and Lonnie Bloomberg, he plays the ticket taker. Now this movie's won one well-deserved award at the Mid-South Emmy Awards in Nashville in 2018. It won the regional Emmy for director / short film. Now this movie is, the acting is really, really good. It's really creepy. It's made real well. The acting is really good, and the cinematography is fantastic. But it starts out with it starts out pretty much like the ending. The girl is running through the woods, and she being chased by somebody. She's all bloodied, and is picked up by this tow truck driver, and she jumps in the truck and tells him that somebody's trying to kill her. And he didn't understand, he didn't believe her at first, and all of a sudden a big hand crashes through his window, and he takes off. And then it shows her with her eyes bandaged up, and it looks like she's in a hospital room, and she's talking to the doctor, and she's telling the story. Well, the movie is her telling the story, and it's about her and her friends. They go out on a road trip, and they stop at this gas station. And they're all pretty bummed out because there isn't nothing in this boondocks place that they're at that they can do. It's just boring. And so this real creepy gas station attendant tells them that there's a scream park that called Talon Falls that they can go to. And that it was really popular and a lot of people go to it. And it's a lot of fun. So one girl, she doesn't want, in fact, the one who escapes at the end of it doesn't want to go, but all the other ones do, and they talk her into, you know, you've seen horror movies like that before. So some girl doesn't want to go someplace, and they find out that they should have taken her advice, but they finally talk her into it, and they come to this real dark, it's like in the woods, but once they go up underneath through this like little archway that says Talon Falls, there's a whole bunch of people. It looks like a fair, you know what I mean? They have like a midway, and right at the end of the midway is this huge house. Love that house. It's so creepy looking. And walking through the park and everything, and some guy comes up to him and tells him that to come to the haunted house, and they said that the line's pretty long and they don't have time to be waiting for an hour that they heard it was going to be an hour long. And so the guy gives them armbands where they can just jump up in the front of the line. This is all planned because as they were driving in, someone on a walkie-talkie was tell somebody that they got a carload of people that apparently they were going to use. Anyway, they go to the house, and they come to these, the house is built where they'll go to a spot, and then an iron plate will raise up, and there's a glass window, and they'll see a scene going on, someone, you know, either laying down, chained to a table or to a chair, and they're getting tortured. Now, these people think that this is a, you know, this is just an act, you know, it's just actors and everything. There's even one part where, after one of the friends gets captured, as they're walking through the house, they come to a window that has a guy that's sitting in an electric chair, and there's a button or a switch outside the window where people can pull the lever or push the button and electrocute this guy. Of course, apparently isn't enough electricity to actually kill him right off, because they want other people to do it, but it does show that he's all burnt up and everything. And you come to find out towards the middle part of the movie, they find out that that's their friend that got kidnapped earlier. And so anyway, they all get kidnapped and thrown into, this is almost like a dog pound. They got cages with people in each cage, and they'll go and grab someone, and there's a dog that's guarding the hallway of these cages, and every time a red light will come on, that tells everybody that they're coming to get somebody, and the dog calms down while the light's on so the people can come get them. But anyway, it's pretty much just after they get somebody and they put him in the room, and you know, you can see the people walking through, and they look through the window and they see these people getting tortured, and they think it's real. I mean, it's fake, but it's real. And part of the movie really reminds me a lot of Hostel, except it's just a little not as gory as what Hostel was. But there's a part in there where the girl that escapes, she escapes through the chute, and when she walks through she falls through the chute, she lands on a pile of dead bodies, and that's where they toss the bodies after they kill them. And this movie is messed up, but it's fun, it's exciting, it's got a lot of adventure. I mean, it's really, when the girl is running away from the killers, that's pretty exciting. It's got a lot of adventure towards the end of it. I like this movie. I like the poster art too. If you'll look it up on IMDb, the poster art is pretty much what shows a girl that's sitting in a chair being tortured, and some people looking through a window at her, and they're like laughing and stuff. So, but I like the poster art to this one. Yeah, I give this movie a 10 out of 10. I mean, it's brutal. It's exciting. There's a lot of action. It's just everything rolled into one movie. And I give this a 10 out of 10. You can see this. You can get the DVD, which I probably will be getting at Amazon, but you can also watch it on Prime. It's on Vudu, and you can also see it on Tubi TV. Now, the next movie that I want to talk about is this is a fun movie, and it's called Black Pumpkin. It's came out in 2018. It's not rated. It's about an hour and 31 minutes long. Now, this movie is about, on October 31st, two preteens in a small town accidentally awaken an evil that has been dormant for decades. They are forced to survive through a terrifying Halloween night of cat and mouse from the monster known as Bloody Bobby. Now, this movie is directed by Ryan McGonigal, and it stars Patricois, something like that. She plays Lori Peterson. She was actually in the remake. I think this movie was just all right. but she was in the remake of Flatliners. This movie also stars Matt Raitt. He plays Flash. He's been in a couple of TV series lately. He was in Fresh Off the Boat. He was in one episode of that. And he was also in one episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. This movie also stars Alex Lane. She plays Ashley. And she's actually in a Western type TV show that's on right now called Big Sky. Now, this movie is, it's fun. It's about a girl who, in her family, her mother is working to raise her and her brother, and her two brothers, and she wants to go to a Halloween party, but she has to stay to babysit her brother because he has some friends coming over, and like I said, her mother has to go to work, so she stays, and her brother is, you know, he's like a preteen, you know, he's not too young. So after a certain time, when they're all supposed to start going to bed, she goes on to the party, and this creature, which I guess you could say he's about the, you know, well, it's a kid, but it reminds me a lot of the Sam from the anthology Trick or Treat. It's about that size, but he goes around killing, killing off a lot of people in this family, and what he does in certain some of the houses is he'll knock on the door and someone will go to it. They thinking they're trick or treaters or something, and there won't be nobody there. And as they're leaving, closing the door, and they turn around, they'll knock again. And when they open up, there's a black pumpkin sitting on the porch. And later on, he finally kills him and everything. There's this guy who, he has long hair and a beard, and he's like, a lot of people think he's crazy, and he's the prophet of doom in this movie. And apparently, this Bloody Bobby killed his brother. And so he, along with the kids, helps the kids get this creature. And like I said about the other one, this one's got a lot of action in it too. It's a lot more, almost like a comedy than the first one, than Talon Falls. That Talon Falls is pretty serious, and this one is just fun. It's got a lot of good actors, children, actors in it, and the whole cast is just amazing. And the main actress is, there's a couple of times there that she runs around in her underwear, and she is hot. One of the best looking young ladies I've seen in a long time. But yeah, this is also a good movie. And it's not too gory, but there's the parts that does have gore in it, and it's pretty, the only thing I didn't like about this, now my pet peeve about any kind of movie, and the ones that I've been in, is the consistency and the color of the blood. If it looks like orange Kool-Aid or you know, just pink stuff or something, that, you know, that really gets to me. But and the blood really wasn't that, whoever made the blood up for this, a special effects person or whatever, didn't make the blood up very good. The blood that we use in the movies that I was in was, believe it or not, red food coloring and chocolate syrup. I think a little Carol syrup too. I'm not sure. Charlie, the guy who directed the movie, a couple of the movies that we use that blood in, he's the one that made this up. But I know it's got chocolate syrup and red food coloring in it, and it actually looks really good on camera. So yeah, that's the only thing I had a little problem with, is the way they had their blood. But yeah, I give this movie a 10 out of 10 too. It's fun. It's Halloween. It's a perfect movie for Halloween. So I give it a 10 out of 10. You can also get this movie DVD on Amazon. And you can watch it on Prime. And also rent it on YouTube. It's on Google Play Movies and TV. It's on Vudu. And it's also on Tubi TV. Now, right after this short break, I have an anthology. A really good Halloween anthology that I want to talk about. And I'll do that right after this short break. Now, like I said before, this is a Halloween anthology movie, and it's called 1031. Came out in 2017. It's not rated. It's about an hour and 33 minutes long. Now, this one is about, this is an anthology film consisting of five horror tales from five different writers. Now, this movie was directed by five directors. It was directed by Brett D. Yeager, Rocky Guy, Zane Hershberger, John William Holt, and Hunter Johnson. And it stars the beautiful Jennifer Nangle. She plays Malavia, the Queen of Scream. She's like a Elvira type character that is the host of the horror show that these people are watching. This movie also stars Cindy Maples. She plays Kathy. Chad Burns, he plays Jeff. Now, this movie is, like I said, it's an anthology, and it's, like I said, it's got five short segments in it. And the first one is called The Old Hag, and this one I really like. It has it's two guys that are filming a commercial for this woman that hired them for a commercial for her bed and breakfast. And they're there, and she keeps yawning like she's really tired. And but she talks to him and finally talks him into, instead of coming back to film the commercial, just doing it now. And so they end up doing it. And as they're filming the commercial, and she's supposed to be talking, saying, you know, about her bed and breakfast, and then she tells him, let's go upstairs and see the rooms. One of the guys, he's a black guy, and he's the one who sets the lights up and everything. He went upstairs to do something, and he noticed this real old hag in a room, and it scares him. And he comes down and tells the other guy, you know, there's somebody up there. And it all ends up to where this hag, the white guy doesn't see her right off the bat, but he does. The black guy does. And he starts getting really scared, and he tells him they need to go. And he, of course, he won't do it. He thinks he's crazy and everything. And it ends up to where this hag does something to these two for the reason. I'm not going to tell you the reason why, but it has something to do with the woman who owns the bed and breakfast, and why she's the one that's causing this. It's got a really twisted ending to it. But yeah, that segment's called The Old Hag. And then Trespassers. It's a couple who are leaving this movie theater talking about the movie and how they didn't really like it all that much and everything. And the girl has this idea of doing something on Halloween that's really creepy and exciting. So she drives him to a old house out in the boondocks, and it's a murder house that someone got killed in. And she tells him the story right there in front of the house about what happened to this family, and about a scarecrow that's out in the cornfield. And so he tells her, you know, okay, you scared me, now let's go. And she says, no, we're not done yet, because we want to go in the house. And it ends up to where they see somebody in the house, and they end up in the cornfield, and they find this scarecrow there, and it's a fun segment. It's kind of creepy, but it's really good. The acting is really good in it, and it's really creepy. I like this one too. And then the Killing of the Dance. Now this one is I didn't like it as well, but it was still okay. About this woman or this girl who has a brother who he has this mask. He wears this mask all the time, and he doesn't talk. But I think he kind of makes kind of funny sounds and everything. But anyway, she takes him with her to a party at a skating rink, and it ends up where a killer is loose in the skating rink and killing everybody in the skating rink, and kind of find out the boy has something to do with the killer. I won't say what, but this one's okay. It's not one of my favorites, but it was okay. And then the other segment was called the Halloween Blizzard of 91. This one was okay too. It wasn't my favorite, but it's about a family who's snowed in on Halloween. It's an unusual blizzard going on, and one of the kids says that, arguing with their brother, that Halloween is the best holiday, and the other kid's saying that Christmas is. And this group of strange kids come trick-or-treating, and they happen to leave a box, and it's wrapped like a gift, and they open it up, and it has some kind of an ornament in it, and it ends up to where Santa Claus shows up, and I'll just stop that right there. It's got a twisted little ending to that too, but that was a pretty good one too. And then the Samhain or Samhain slasher. This one is really good. It's about a girl who goes to a party, Halloween party, and a killer is loose, killing the kids in the party. Of course, it's a supernatural killer. He's not human, this one is it's a really good segment too. I don't want to give any too much away about any of them, because these are short segments, and if you say too much about them, it'll give away the surprise to all of these. But all three of them are really good. Some of them a little better than others, but I'll give this one a 10 out of 10 too. It has a really good Halloween feel to it. All three of these movies are Halloween related, so they're really good movies to watch on Halloween. But I give this movie a 10 out of 10, and you can get the DVD at Amazon, which I will be getting all three of these movies on DVD soon. But you can also watch it on Prime, and it's also on Tubi TV. So yeah, that's the movies for this week. Just to recap, the first one was Talon Falls, about a group of young people who take a road trip, and they end up at this haunted attraction, and they become the entertainment, I guess you could say, in a gruesome way. But I give it a 10 out of 10. Then Black Pumpkin, this is a really fun movie with a lot of kid actors, and they're really good actors. Every last one of these movies got really good actors in it. So I give it a 10 out of 10. Then that anthology, 1031, I give it a 10 out of 10. It's got five really good, creepy, most of them are creepy, tales. And there is actually a 1031 part two that I'll be talking about in a couple of weeks. But out of these three, I can't pick my favorite, because in a way, Town of Falls is really good but serious, and Black Pumpkin and 1031 are more of campy, almost paying tribute to the 80s slasher films. So I really can't pick a good one, but one of my favorites, because I love them all. But I guess I would say for a really fun one, I would say Black Pumpkin. For a serious one, I would say Talon Falls. So those are the three movies that you should watch these movies on Halloween. They are really fun. And like I said, I'll be talking about the 1031 Part 2 in a couple of weeks. Next week, is going to be my 100th episode. And I'm going to have a special 100th episode show. I'm going to have a few surprises. I'm going to talk about some of my favorite movies that I've talked about in the past. I'm just going to celebrate. I cannot believe that I've done 100 episodes of this podcast already. I have a special 100th episode of the show next week. I'm going to try to do it next week. If not, it'll be a couple of weeks. But the next episode will be the 100th episode show. So I hope everybody gets to see these movies. And hope everybody has a really good weekend. And like always, keep it scary.